A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice! Looking for a place to hear your fave K and J-pop groups? Or to discover new ones? Look no further, cause this is K-pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-pop obsessive, DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this edition of This is K-Pop. I am your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid, a.k.a. Roy Turner. And returning, our frequent co-host, my girl Aisha Lyle has returned, but she hasn't returned alone. Robert Lyle is here, a fellow K-pop enthusiast, and I love the love between these two. Robert and Aisha, welcome to This is K-Pop.
Thanks. You for having me. Well, having me again, but this is Robert's first time, so.
We're going to be talking about Chu from Luna, now on her second solo adventure with a new record, Strawberry Rush, and she came back to Dallas, and these two traveled all the way from New Mexico. That's quite a commitment. Last time, it was very underattended. This time, she hooked up with Live Nation, and they brought her to the House of Blues. When I came to talk to you guys, there was that gal in front of y'all.
Yeah, decked out in strawberries.
From head to toe, man. She Cute. Went the full nine. I think her name was it Diane? Diana or something like that? Diana, if you're listening, it was a pleasure to meet you. I thought you were awesome. She had the earrings, the dress.
I loved her purse, a giant strawberry.
I think she had scratch and snip shoes on. I just thought, oh, like strawberries are just kind of like her thing. And both of you couldn't wait. Are you going to tell him or am I? The album is not only called Strawberry Rush, but the Luna girls are assigned fruits. I don't know about any of that stuff.
It's part of the Luna lore and only the YY BYY girls have it.
Is it a K-pop thing or is it a Luna thing?
It's a Luna thing. They have shapes, animals, and fruit.
I'm going to test your orbit knowledge here. Okay, so no cheating. All right, Robert, do you know the four fruits?
There are five. Cherry is a cherry, obviously.
Okay.
Haiju's a blood plum. Gowon's a pineapple. Chu's a strawberry and Eve's an apple.
This keeps getting nerdy. There's just so many levels of nerd. So I was at twice in Vegas. And really, the only time I witnessed the whole fan sharing thing. And I saw that you guys posted things that y'all received from other fans.
I think there was only one person selling stuff, cards and keychains and stuff like that. And I bought a keychain. The other ones, they make little bracelets. They'll just come up and it's free.
You guys got there before the show.
Get there early and pee, get into sound check.
How many people were out there?
Four or five.
Several people. I buy all these albums to get the cards and then bring the albums and give them away. You can get any album you want.
Are these actual records?
It's a picture book with a CD in it.
This one girl in particular, yeah. She's at all of them. She'll have a box full of albums and says free on it. Take what you want.
Would you say that this experience was better than December?
They really didn't put a lot of production in this. It was literally like the album came out and the next day, like, we're going on tour. And it's like, what?
It definitely had some amateurish vibes to it in terms of there were certain cues that weren't on time and there was a lot of uncomfortable silence. You said you wanted to talk about ticket prices.
I saw a Twitter thread where kids were complaining about the outrageous prices. One person, I want to say Phoenix, no tickets are under $400. Who's doing these prices?
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Tricky Kid Radio.
Back in that heat, back in that heat, back in that pew pew pew. I play Juno Eclipse in The Force Unleashed, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
Once again, your host, Roy Turner.
First of all, she is just so damn good looking, isn't she? She's just so damn appealing. So cute and fun and funny, just so positive and right. Upbeat. That's right up my alley.
The happy pill.
Did we ever figure out the girls on her shirt?
Was it Spice Girls?
See, I thought so too, but I took a closer look and I don't think so.
It said like one positive? Part. It's still been debated as to who's on the shirt.
They all look either Asian or Black. A poor man's Baby Spice, a poor man's Posh Spice, and like their hooker aunt.
Insulting a beloved group somewhere.
I apologize to all 1DR. fans out there. They're probably great. I'd like to check them out. When I go see Aspa, it's like a fashion show. That's really fun. But I feel like with her, I love the genuinity. I don't think we're ever going to see her wearing thigh-high boots and booty shorts anytime soon. I like the wholesome aspect of it. See, the other thing, she can freaking sing.
I'm telling you, my girl can sing. That's why so older fans call her Truriah Carey.
My palace. That song is why in the hell was that show so short? I couldn't believe
it. I don't know. I had such a great time sped by, but Bob goes, no, it's like an hour.
Last time, she only sang 9.
There was just more production last time.
So she had her little movie thing, and it was going on 20 minutes.
Is she legally barred from performing Luna songs?
I'm not sure the legalities of that. The Artemis girls covered a lot of Luna songs.
When we went to Odd Eye Circle, they sung a bunch of Luna songs. I think she's got her own thing going.
I'm kind of curious if Madhouse isn't taking the Taylor Swift route and re-recorded these things. Detroit, during that S2 segment, people wanted her to sing Hi Hi, and she sang it. And then she goes, I miss my members.
That's cool, too. But imagine traveling with 12 girls. There's going to be some drama. She has her own dressing room. No way in hell would go back to having to share a flat iron with 12 other girls. I really like her. And I really want to see her do good. Robert, where can people find you on social media?
TikTok. It's Fet Omega.
Fet Omega. And Aisha, where can they find you on socials?
MALLORIEXI. Just anywhere. And it's all Luna stuff. I just follow my girls.
Well, that was super VIP, Robert. Tell us all about that. What happened?
She liked my jersey. And somebody taps me on the shoulder. He goes, your phone is awesome. Those are really good pictures. I thought I was in trouble or something. Why are they pulling me out of line? And she goes, he wants to see your pictures.
When you say group photo, what does that mean?
Certain people had certain wristbands, 10 at a time. You came and sat in front of Chu and you took a couple of pictures and then left.
Did she say anything about the jersey?
When I walked in, she smiled and gave me a thumbs up.
For Robert and Aisha Lyle, I'm your host as always, DJ Tricky Kid. You can find me on twitch.tv/DJ Tricky Kid. Make sure you downloaded the iHeartRadio app where you can see all of the stuff from the Tricky Kid Radio Network. So glad both of y'all were able to join me.
I got to compliment you when we saw you. You just looked happy and healthy. I thought you looked really good when we saw you.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. Lots of changes in the last 2 or 3 months. I appreciate you saying that. That makes me feel good. Cheers, guys. I'll see you soon. I want to tell everybody on August the 8th, your boy has been selected to be part of the Twitch DJ program they just launched. I'm going to be doing a live DJ set on August the 8th at 8:08 p.m. Yeah. Tomorrow is Secret Number. They're playing the Ridgely Theater. Next week, we've got Viz, then XG. And then, of course, Artemis and G Idol is coming to Houston, but not here.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2. Type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.
Love is so sweet, said it in no guy like this. Just bite it, baby, just bite it. 궁금하잖아. 난 못 참고 attention. 마주치는 눈, 망설이는 새. 또 슬쩍 맛본 텐션. 그 달콤한 꿈. Let's go. 예쁘게 쌓여진 설렘이 달아올라. 지루울 만큼 한 걸음 가까이 다가가. 마음이 다 녹아내릴지 몰라. Taste of something so sweet on the tip of your tongue. I'm sweet like chocolate. 채울수록 갈 뒤던 그 마음을 전부 줄게. When I sing this song, I'm the queen and you're like King Kong. I know I can't type you, stuck in your teeth. Got what you need, boy you're addicted to me. I'm in a white limousine, yeah you be cruising with me. 겹겹이 가려진 표정 뒤에 진심에 내가 이미 가득 서랍 속 깊숙이 숨겨둔 말들이 곧 흘러내릴 것 같아. Something so sweet on the tip of your tongue. I'm sweet like chocolate. 채울수록 갈 뒤던 그 마음을 전부 줄게. You can't forget.
No, you can't forget.
Take a bite, take a bite, take a bite.